It's our Bible class up on tonight, and we're going to go on to the Word. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Proverbs, the third chapter, chapter 3 and verse 5. We're going to read 5, 6, and 7. When everybody have it, would you say amen? Thank you, Lord. It says, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, but fear the Lord, and depart from evil. We want to talk about tonight what to do while waiting on the Lord. What to do while waiting on the Lord. It's personal. What do I do? What do you do while we're waiting upon the Lord? Amen. Okay, well, as you turn your, we'll stop. We're going to start right here. It says, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, not with part of your heart, but with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord. Trust means to believe, to have that assurance, to have that confidence, to have that hope and expectations that the Lord is going to move in your behalf. Amen? That's what trust means. Amen. You can trust the Lord when you can't trust people. Amen. You can trust the Lord when you can't trust yourself. Because one day you might be one way, and the next minute you might change your mind. So you can't put all the confidence in you. Amen? Or people. But you can always put your trust in the Lord, because the Lord is changeless. He never changed. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He never changes. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart. And we have to learn how to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. And it comes from learning to do it. That's what it learns from. You just don't learn how to trust the Lord just overnight. But it comes through series of things that we go through, and he allow us to go through, and we begin to trust him and trust him for this and trust him for that, and know that he's a God of his word. Amen. The Bible said God is not a man that he should lie. God don't tell lies. Amen. Whatever God has promised you, we may promise somebody something and we don't even keep our promise. We may have good intentions. Something might come where we can't do it. Amen. But the Lord, if he said a thing, he is going to establish it. Amen. He's going to bring it to pass. Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understandings. Do not, to lean means to bend or to slant or to look at your way. Look towards the left or to the right. Or just not keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't, not to believe in the Lord. Start leaning to your own understanding, figuring it out, trying to figure it out yourself. Amen. That's leaning to your own understanding. Amen. And a lot of time our understanding is not very good. Amen. How many know that the Lord sees the whole picture? Him, he knows how to work it all out. We see little parts of things and we just feel like we'll sum it up. But God sees the whole picture. That's why sometimes it takes a little while we're waiting on the Lord. Not that it takes God all day to do stuff, but God may be working something over on this end, working something on that end. A lot of times we think God is working up on our problem and working on a situation, and we forget about God's working on us, because he has to condition you before you receive the promise. You may not be where you should be to even get the promise. Amen. If you just say, for example, if you need lots and lots of money, amen, you might not get that at that particular time, because you might go and blow it the wrong way. Amen. It just save you waiting on for a spouse, a husband or wife. He may have to condition you. You might think you got everything together, but you might not have everything together what the spouse is expecting out of you. Vice versa, they might not have it all together what you expect out of a spouse. So in the same thing with a car, a house, or whatever, God wants to. The blessings of the Lord make rich and adds no sorrow. He don't want you to get something that you can't pay for. He don't want you to get this and you can't take care of it. Amen. If you can't take care of where you live at now, if it's a wreck, why you want God to bless you with something greater? You can't clean up what you got now. Why you want God to bless you with something greater? So God conditions us. Amen. Before we get the blessing. But he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not. Don't slant to the left or bend to the right. Don't. Yeah, amen. Don't doubt. But trust in him with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Because if you could have fixed the problem, you would need to ask the Lord. So after you ask the Lord, you need not to bother with it. We couldn't make the way before we asked the Lord. We didn't know how to resolve a problem before we asked the Lord. So we have a tendency, once we asked the Lord, then we started with our thinking and trying to figure this and that and other. And that would hinder your prayer. It would hinder the blessing, hinder the answer. Amen? Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding in all of thy ways. And this word, you keep seeing it over and over. Say, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart. That's not with part of your heart. One minute I'm trusting the Lord, next minute I'm doubting. I know the doubt, the devil tries to sneak that in on all of us. Especially when something looks bad. You believe in one minute, next minute you don't believe. But if you find yourself in and out that much, then you need to be delivered from that spirit of doubt. We all tempted to doubt, but we don't have to doubt. But some people live in the area of doubt. They live in the area of what they see. Because what you see, most of the time, is not good. But we need to look at the things that we see are temporal. And they're subject to change. So we need to be looking at the things that God said. Because God, whatever he said is solid. It doesn't change. Especially if he spoke it. Amen? Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And in all of thy ways, not in some of our ways. Not doing what we want to do over here, but we ask God about this over here. Now, I'm not saying little simple things like, you know, you should get up and wash your body. You know, you should get up and comb your hair. You don't have to ask God, should you do stuff that you know you should do. But I'm talking about things that you really are not for sure about and you don't know. You need to acknowledge the Lord. That means to recognize, Lord, I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to reference you and ask you what you have. What would you have to say about it? Most time we don't want to ask the Lord and we don't want to ask anybody else that God's connected to about nothing because we feel like they're not going to agree with us. And they probably won't because it's probably not right. Amen? So God, if you're really trying to please God, you should never be afraid to ask God about nothing because he really already know it anyway. Amen? He doesn't invade in our life. He gives us the ability to come and ask him. But the Bible says, if you would acknowledge him in all of your ways, he's going to guide you and he's going to make straight paths for your feet. Straight. He's going to take you to smooth eat away that you without all these flaws. But if you just want to do it yourself, then you might have a lot of flaws with it. Amen. Acknowledge the Lord in all the ways, all that ways, and in all that ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy paths, as somebody say, or either make smooth, straight path for you. Amen. And it say, be not wise in thy own eyes. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not smart in your own knowledge. Don't be knowledgeable in your own intellect, trying to figure things out without acknowledging the Lord. Because how many of you know God always have a more perfect way than you have? And you might figure like, I got to start from A to Z. I'm going to have to get up this morning and I got about 10 or 12 things to do. I got to do this. And from you even get started, you tired just thinking about all the stuff that you got to do. But if we would acknowledge the Lord, he would cut your schedule in half. Amen. He would make it so comfortable for us. We don't, most time we don't do that. It's out of habit. We just do it. We just start from eight. It's good to plan, but it's also it's good to be flexible. If God take you another way, he might take your plate away. Well, you can get done with all that a lot early and you won't even have to go through all them channels because some things you might not even have to do. He would cut in, but we don't do that. And we come up, we are exhausted, we stressed out, tired out, and we bring it up on ourselves. It said, be not wise in your own eyes. In other words, but fear the Lord. Ask the Lord. Acknowledge him. Recognize him. Inquire of him. Ask him. Lord, you know, could you show me a more perfect way about this? I ask the Lord about pretty much everything. I lean on him so greatly because I recognize he's my help. I mean, I do things on my own and stuff, but I mean, some things I just acknowledge him, but I don't want to try to even figure it out. I don't want to be stressed out. Amen. Sometimes the enemy tried to run up on me, rush up on me the other day because I'm thinking about changing my schedule one day, and I'm trying to figure how that would go and the place where I was going to be going to, and I was trying to think all that, and it seemed like I was just all at once. I got to thinking too much, and you can feel overwhelmed just like that. Amen. You can be sitting here with nothing on your mind, and you all at once you can sit there, and if you don't stop your mind can go here and say, you got to do this, you got to do that, and after a while you just feel overwhelmed. And I drops it just like that. I said, oh, no. I said, it ain't that deep. I said, Lord, I prayed that you would take care of this, and right now I ask for peace. I don't even want to think about it. A lot of times, if we acknowledge the Lord, he will direct our path. But we talk praise to the Lord about stuff, but we really not looking for him to direct our path. Because if we look for him to direct our path, we just talk to him about it and we go about our way. But we talk to the Lord about it, but we worry to death while we waiting on the Lord. You know, my son gave me this little plaque I got on the walls. It's like, if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry, because they don't go together. Amen. So sometimes we can feel overwhelmed. And we living in a world where this world is overwhelmed. It's trouble on this side, trouble on this side. Before you can turn your TV, it's the breaking news all the time. Somebody done did this, somebody done did that. Amen. It's just constantly stuff all the time. We can feel overwhelmed by a lot of stuff. But we have to, he said, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I will direct your path. We're talking about what to do while we're waiting upon the Lord. Amen. When we're waiting upon the Lord, we need to be constant moving in the Lord. Not sitting around doing a whole lot of carnal stuff talking about waiting on the Lord. We need to keep doing whatever God would have us do. Keep on doing your regular agenda. Don't try to, the devil try to bring worry to your mind. It's not going to happen. God's not going to fix it. You ignore that. Amen. Then you keep moving. Amen. You give God something to work with. The Bible said, commit your way unto the Lord. Might be jumping a little ahead of myself. Commit your way or your problem or situation. Give it to the Lord, and he will what? Bring it to pass. But if you have it and you're worrying with it all the time, how can he bring it to pass when you got it? When you have it, when God has it, you are not worrying. And we're all learning that we have to fight those spirits and make sure we don't let the spirits get up on us, because the devil will try to have you worry. What about this? Oh, you don't have enough money to pay this. You don't sit there and you got to pay this, you got to pay that, pay that. You have to pray and ask God. Amen. Some people might not be falling that area, but they might be falling another area. Everybody don't have the same financial problem. Everybody don't have the same problem anyway. Everybody got different problems. But we all tried with something. Whatever it is, we got to learn how to talk to the Lord and trust in him. Amen? And we got to trust him as being a good father to us, that he has our best interest in heart. We have to trust him that he loves us, that he will take care of the problem. That's because we don't see him physically. Sometimes we don't believe him. Amen? We've been so used to people telling us things, not keeping their promises. We almost put the Lord, not intentionally, in the same category. We put people that he's not going to keep his promises either. He may do it. He will do it. He can do it. Sometimes we have a mind that says he can do it. When you speak like that, somebody says, you believe God will bless you? Yeah, I believe he can. You really saying, I believe he can, but I believe he won't. I don't know if he's going to do it for me. A person that's saying that you believe God would do it, you say, yes, I really do believe he'll do it, and I'm looking for him to do it. But some people say, yeah, I believe he can. That's the way it's going to stay at the can for you. Amen. You got to say, I'm fully persuaded. Or if you're not fully persuaded, you just say, Lord, I need you to strengthen my faith. And I want to be fully persuaded, because when you believe God, you can go on with your life and you can live in peace. But when you don't believe God, you're still depressed, discouraged, and all that stuff is still upon you. Amen. So which one would you choose? I'd rather choose to believe God so I can enjoy my life than not to believe God, than just sitting up and being misery while I call myself trying to believe God. For the Bible says, he that come to God must believe that he is, and must believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's going to have to take faith to believe God, to you to receive what you need from God. So that means if you don't believe God, you're going to be miserable fighting the situation you in, and you still won't get an answer. So it's not a choice. You know, if you get one, it might take a long time till you get to the point where you actually furnish something, your faith. You got to furnish some kind of faith to believe God. God is insulted if we don't believe him, because he made all things. He's not going to go outside his word and just bless you. You don't believe him anyway. Now, if you don't know anything about the Lord, you never heard too much about faith. That's what the church is for, to preach to you by faith. But if you've been, you know something about faith and you don't use it, use your faith. It won't go nowhere. Your faith has to grow. I'm not trying to be funny, but God's not going to feel sorry for you and say, okay, I'm going to give you all this over there, whether you believe me or not, because he will not be in line with his word. God works with his word to perform. So he's not going to bless you. I'm going to get all these blessings anyway. And I don't even have to furnish no kind of faith to believe God. The Bible says he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek. And why we get so hindered? Because we get stuck upon what is before us. We get stuck right there. We just look at that too hard. Sometimes we look at things too hard. Amen. So trust in the Lord. That's how you're able to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And if God is taking you through one thing, and you should be able to have something that you can look over and say, God did that for me. God does not do these things for us to forget what he's done for us. They are milestones so you can grow back and say, so you can have, that's supposed to be strengthening your faith for the next thing. Can I get amen? That's what we strengthen my faith for the next thing. But we forget. We get so overwhelmed and caught up in the blessing. God blessed me with a house. He blessed me with a car. He blessed me all that. That happened 5 or 10 years ago, and we forgot all about it. We got so caught up in the blessing, we didn't learn nothing out of that. So when we learn something out of it, we say, well, if he did that, I don't care. You can keep on talking about it. He did that. He'll do this. Amen? God can do it, and he will do it if we believe him. So he's saying trust in the Lord with all of your heart and mind, and lean not to your own understanding. In Psalms 37, then we're going to go back to Psalms. Psalms 37 and verse 4 and 5. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Delight thyself. Delight means take pleasure in serving the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Psalm said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his courts with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It's he that's made us and not we ourselves. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. I have a happy countenance. I'm going to keep a happy countenance. Nobody always feels happy about stuff, but you determine I'm going to smile when the devil don't want me to smile. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be discouraged. While I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm going to be happy while I'm waiting on the Lord. Amen. I'm going to get it. And when you pray like you need to pray, the Lord will give you strength. Amen. He will keep a smile on your face when you don't even feel like smile. Your spirit would be in a good standing. Amen. It says, delight thyself. Delight means I'm taking a delight in this. I'm serving the Lord with some joy. I'm serving him with some, I'm taking pleasure in serving how I serve the Lord. I'm not going to wait till he fix it. I'm thanking him right now. I'm going to be happy about it. I'm getting excited. In other words, that's what's called delight. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. The same as you see your child. If you see your child, amen, cleaning the house, you know, they may have got tired of cleaning it up. They're tired of doing it, but they cleaning the house. They getting on their best behavior, trying not to give you no problem. And doing it, as soon as you, if you're a good parent, if you can, you're going to try to do something special for that child. Because the child is steady doing all these things, and they could be doing other stuff. They can be giving you a hard time, but they just going and doing whatever you say, I want this cleaning. Maybe they don't want to clean, but they're going to do it anyway. They're taking a delight. Some things God have us do, we don't want to do, but we do them anyway. We get tired of them, but we do them anyway. Think God won't bless you? Yes, he will. Say, that's how you're delighting yourself in the Lord. I'm coming to church. I might be tired. I might not feel like I can almost be there, or my body don't feel good, but I'm going anyway. I take the responsibility. This is my obligation to be in the house of God. I'm not going to church in a bad spirit. I'm not going to the church with my heavy distress. And I'm not going to take that into the house of God. I'm taking a delight in the Lord. I'm delighting myself in him. And he said, if you delight yourself, you know, some people just say, oh, it's a hard old way. Oh, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. Yeah, he said, be of a good courage. You ain't got no courage. And I'm just waiting on the Lord. And one day he going to do it. And why I'm waiting on it. I'm so frustrated. Why I'm waiting on it. I'm so sad. I'm so discouraged. I'm so depressed. You think that's a delight? That's not a delight. I can't get no help in here. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall what? Give thee the desires of thy heart. When you delight yourself in the Lord, then come those things that you desire of God. He's going to put them there for you because you're a happy child. Amen? Who wants to do something for a grouchy child? Just think about your own children. We want to do something for them. They've got their mouth all poked out. They getting all mad. You want to take that belt and get them. You don't want to give them nothing. And you got to feed them. You go to jail. You don't want to give them nothing when they act like that. You think God won't give you something? You act like he just like, I really want to do something for him, but I can't go over my word. God watches over his word to perform. He is his word. Whatever he's saying his word, he's not going to go outside of it. That's for you. It's going to be like you delight yourself in the Lord, and he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. He said, if you abide in me, that means if you're staying in me and you're trying to do what I say, you abide in me and my words abide in you, we're in harmony with one another, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Some people don't pray because they know they're not abiding in the Lord. They don't have no confidence to pray. I can't get no help. You're not going to have confidence to pray to somebody that you don't know or talk to somebody. You're not going to even tell nobody on the phone somebody you don't know. You're not going to be interacting with somebody you don't communicate, you don't know nothing about. They're strange to you, so why would you talk to them? So if you talk to God all the time, he shouldn't be strange to you. You should be able to ask whatever you will, and it shall be done. All right. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee. He said, you got to work for it. He said, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Now, if you desire something that's not in his will, he's not going to give you that. I got to break that down, too. You asking the Lord for something not his will, he's not going to give you that. If it's in his will, he will give you that. I can't tell you when he's going to give it to you. I can't tell you how he's going to give it to you. That is none of our business. Those two things will get you in trouble and get you discouraged if you keep trying to watch the Lord and see how he do everything. He's not going to let you. God loves to surprise us anyway. He's not going to let you see. You're not going to see how God going to work that out. Whatever it is, you're not going to stand over God and say, I'm seeing how you going to work it out. You're not God. And to be honest, I really don't care how he works it out. Me, myself, I don't care how he works, because we get in God's business. We might tell him, oh, Lord, no, don't do it that way. We get all in his business. We get the nosy too much. You know, especially me, don't let me see too much. You try to figure out. Sometimes I may feel like a little inkling. I said, Lord, I don't know what's really going on. I said, but I want to start getting in and trying to figure nothing out. I said, so if it's not for unless you actually trying to get my attention about something, don't let me think mess with it. Because I could. Some of us have the ability. We can stretch. We can work with our minds. Amen. Some people can work with their minds. Amen. But even we might be wrong. Some people imagine a vain thing. I'm talking people work with their mind. They can say, well, it's probably that. Guess some people, they got ability to do that. Then you got some people, everything they think is a vain thing. It's something that don't even make sense. So we need to leave it alone. Amen? Yeah, we know that some stuff don't even make sense to us that we think. Ain't we so glad that God don't let nobody else hear it or see it? Because they think we think our elevator surely didn't go all the way up to the top. All right. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That means give the Lord. Commit your, entrust your way. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Entrust God with whatever that you're asking him about. Entrust him. Put your prayer, whatever it is, put whatever your concerns, entrust them into the Lord. We entrust them with everybody else. And all you're going to get is a feedback of what you already put out there, or nobody going to help you at all. But if you entrust them to the Lord, they're going somewhere. Amen? You entrust them into the, that means to give them, you're giving over your needs, your thoughts, you're giving that over to the Lord. Entrust him with it. Commit your way. Same thing. Okay, the last one. Psalms 27 and verse 14. I'm going to read verse 13 and 14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, if you really don't believe, you will feel like you done fainted. I'm fainted. It's all over with. But when you believe, you don't faint. Amen? But when you don't believe, you already fainted in your mind. And when you faint in your mind, whatever you're waiting for is not going to happen. Amen? So they say, I have fainted unless I had believed. In other words, if I hadn't believed, I would have just been out. I would like, this is it. Nothing else good gonna happen for me. God ain't gonna do this for me. Boom, I'm out. That's how some people walk away from God over little small things. I fainted if I hadn't believed, but it's like because I believe, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord, not where I'm dead and going to heaven, right down here on this earth. Amen. It said in the land of the living. Not going to get no good to see you. See the goodness of the Lord if you're not here to see it, if you're dead. But it said, I had fainted. I would have fainted if I wasn't believing. It said, unless I had been believing to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. When somebody say, wait on the Lord, this is not a figure of speech saying, this, you wait on the Lord now, honey. You wait on the Lord. Wait means to stay in expectation. Stay in hope. Stay believing in your heart. I don't care what it looks like. I still am expecting. Amen? I am expecting like a woman is expecting a baby. If she's expecting, she's going to be expecting till she have that what? Baby. I am expecting God to do this. And I already talked to him about it. And it's all right with him. It's in his will. He's going to do this. Not on my term. Not on my tag. But I am expecting. I don't care how bad it looks. If it looks like it's not even happening. Because sometimes things look extra worse before they get better. Because that's the devil wants you to look at that to make you think God is not going to do that. Amen. So wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. And then you, if God leads you to, you don't do nothing crazy in your own mind. But if you're waiting and believing on God, you the Bible said faith without works is dead. Use your faith. Put your faith out there. Inquire about it, whatever you're asking about. You know, you can do things like that. Inquire about it. Put your faith out there and say, Lord, I'm trusting you for this. I'm going to go check this. I won't go see about this. I'm going to see about that. Because if you go do that, then they will materialize. Eventually, it's going to materialize. Can I get amen? I went and looked at some things the other day. I didn't really have the money. But my son told me, he said, he going to come and get me Saturday. I mean, he going to take me to get a couple of these items that I was looking for. It ain't my Equinox yet, y'all. But I just like, it's like, you know, I had went already looking, price some things. You got to put your faith out there. Amen? You need whatever you need, put your faith out there. So you sit there and, well, you know, I ain't got two pennies to rub together, so I don't know when this going to happen, if it ever happens. So what you going to do? Just live in misery. Amen? I wrote down, even concerning what I want, I wrote it down. And I called and inquired about it. You would think I have some money. I said, on my end, I'm ready, Lord. I got all of it written down. I got the price written down. I got what year. I got all written down. The color. I got it all written down. So whenever you want to do it, I won't have to do all that. It's already done. Amen? You can't do stuff like that if you don't really believe God. For nothing, I mean, what's the use of me going to do that? I need something in the house and something real small. I can't even go do that with that, so I can't even go do nothing like that with nothing else. Amen. You need some new furniture? You know, you need this. You'll sit there, well, Lord, you know I ain't got it. Oh, you need whatever you need, ask the Lord. I remember when I got the furniture that I got now, the Lord already told me when I had started church in my home, I was like reluctant about doing it. I said, people going to be sitting on my couch, and then, you know, people, they praying and tears running and everything on my couch, and, you know, I was, you know, all kind of stuff. I sprayed my couch, not, you know, because I gotta sit on this, you know, and all this, you know. I said, Lord, have mercy. And, you know, Lord, let me know. He said, it's just for a little while. He said, but I'm going to bless you with some new furniture. And I was just as, what to say, this is crazy to walk in the store and ask about some furniture as small as my income was. When she said her income was, I was almost ashamed to tell her. I said, ma'am, I just want to brace you for this. I did, because I felt so bad. She said, that's all right, just tell me. And I was bold enough to go in there, but after I got in there, I was like, ooh, people think I'm crazy. And she said, just give me a minute. When she told me that I was approved, I was so shocked. Amen? And the Lord blessed me to pay that furniture off within less than a year. Amen? And I didn't have no money. And God made a way. Amen? So if I would have just kept saying, oh, this is going to be like this, then it's going to be like that. It's a very discouraging way to live like that. Amen? I called this man today because I said, after I got through praying, I was thinking like, well, you know, I'd just like to know a little information. I told him, I said, not like I'm going to get this today, but I want to see if you can answer all these questions for me. And every question I asked, he said, yes, yes, yes. He was answering questions. I said, thank you. I just want to just know. He said, those are some good questions. So when I first called, he picked up the phone. He said, hey, Patricia. He knew who I was. Because he gave me his cell number. And he must have logged me in there. He said, hi, Patricia. You know, I want to know. I'm just saying, we trust in the Lord. You know, you're a tither. You pay your tithes. You're faithful doing things in the house of God, doing whatever, you know, wave your hands can find to do. You can ask what you will. We don't have to walk around like, you know, people that, like, you know, homeless people, like we have to take the, you know, just eat the bread, the crumbs or something. We don't have to walk around like that. That's discouraging to serve God like that. Amen? He can bless us to have the best of stuff. Amen. You might not feel like I got the best of stuff, but right now, that's the best for right now until you get what you need to get. The next thing. Amen. And said, delight thyself also. Wait a minute. Make sure I'm reading. I don't want to backtrack. Okay. It said, I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Going back to delighting yourself, the same thing as delight. Be of good courage. God wants you to wait on him and being happy. Being happy while you're waiting on him. Because when somebody's happy, what is it? Why are they happy? Because they are expecting something. Amen? That's what makes you happy, because you're expecting something. You might not see how you're going to get it when, but you just, I feel like God told me, and this is what I want, and I'm expecting, I'm getting happy. And you know, even when I moved from where I was living in the apartments, I lived there for like 10 years, or over 10 years, and I moved to the house where I'm at now. I did my packing 3 months before I left. They told me I was going to get one of them houses and stuff, but I got my boxes. That stuff was packed long time. I didn't sit there and wait till, the last day. No, my stuff was packed. And I said, I'm not taking that bed with me either. I said, God going to bless me with another bed. My bed was on bricks. I said, no, this is way back in the day, y'all. Bed on bricks. I said, I am not taking that with me. God's going to bless me with a bed. And he did. So that's why I said God calls us to reminisce back over what he's done. That's what's called strengthens your faith. It says, wait on the Lord. Stay in expectations. Hold on. Hold out. That's what wait means. Be of a good courage. Get excited. Be happy about it. And he shall what? Strengthen your heart. Well, he has to strengthen your heart because he knows that you're waiting. And sometimes we have to, when he strengthens your heart, that means he's going to encourage you and build you up while you're in the midst of the wait. He's going to strengthen your heart. And then it say, wait, I say, on the Lord. Look at somebody and say, it's good to wait on the Lord. And look at somebody else and say, I may not want to wait, but it's good. Somebody look at somebody else and say, wait, I say, on the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord a great big hand praise.
Thank you, Lord.
That concludes our Bible class.